This is the Patriots post-game show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio.
First and 10 Patriots from their own one-yard line. Look at this. Brady's going to go with an empty backfield. Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Welcome into the Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. I'm Adam Jones. Patriots take care of the Indianapolis Colts. But it was a tight one, 31-24, though a lot of it cosmetic at the end of that game. Certainly a frustrating fourth quarter to watch if you're a Patriots fan. That defense, I expected to have a decent day against this Colts offense, a historically bad Colts offense. Dan Orlovsky in as the starter. And they really struggle in that fourth quarter when, again, the game was already out of reach. A big day for the Patriots offense, and it seemed like through three quarters, the game followed the script with the Patriots jumping out to a big lead, the defense giving up yards but forcing some turnovers, right? A fumble in that game by Carter, an interception by Orlovsky, and you're sitting there going, all right, this is about what I expected. And then the fourth quarter happens. So your thoughts on that win. Patriots move to 9-3. You look around the division, the Bills are losing again, the Jets are losing again. We know the division's wrapped up. We know the Patriots are still on track to be that top team in the AFC. But how do you feel about that defense specifically following this win today, 31-24 over the Indianapolis Colts? It is the Patriots postgame show. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's how you get in touch. 508-298-0398. You can send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. A reminder, you'll hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick live from the podium coming up here in about a half an hour. You'll also hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, probably closer to 5 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll also hope to get a player from that victorious Patriots locker room as they take care of the Colts 31-24 here in Foxborough. But we want to start, as we always do on the Patriots postgame show, with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio.
Well, the top of the list for me is Rob Gronkowski, our guest last week in the Patriots postgame show. Two touchdowns in this game, 5 catches, 64 yards. Those two touchdowns tie him for the all-time single-season mark for a tight end, along with Antonio Gates. And who's the other one? Why is this escaping me, Collins? Who was the other guy? It was Gates and the tight ends.
Don't know.
You don't recall?
It's down on the field, so it didn't really see any of the coverage.
I forgot. We'll get it. But ties the all-time mark with 13 touchdowns, and actually was at 14 and got one pulled off the board. He got a rushing touchdown on top of it. So a big day for Rob Gronkowski. Clearly, the Patriots couldn't match up as Gronkowski, or excuse me, the Colts couldn't match up as Gronkowski with a couple of easy touchdowns down the seam in that third quarter. But he's clearly at the top of the good list. Wes Welker, also with a big day receiving, 11 catches, 114 yards, similar to Gronkowski's day, where it's just a lot of pass and catch from Brady to Welker. Welker able to find holes in that Colts zone. In fact, right before Gronkowski's second touchdown, Welker had 4 catches on that drive to open the second half, and it was just pitch and catch between Brady and Welker. 11 catches on 11 targets, by the way, for Wes Welker. And then also on the good list today, Tom Brady. Thought he left some throws out on the field, but overall, you look at the final stats, 29-38, 293, 2 touchdowns. It's hard not to put him on the good list after that performance in a win for the Patriots. Bad list, I was struggling to come up with it till the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter defense is clearly at the top of that list, and that's something that jumps out to me about this game. Patriots seem to have this thing in control. Touchdown for Donald Brown on the ground, and you're sitting there going, well, okay, it's not the end of the world, certainly. Donald Brown gets into the end zone, whatever. But those two Garcon touchdowns especially would stick in my craw a bit. The first one, Sterling Moore gets burned. The second one, McCourty's the closest guy in coverage, and just those those lingering issues in the secondary, that would bother me. And the fact that the Colts got in, look, everybody had been propping up the Patriots and their red zone defense. Today, Colts get into the red zone three times and score on a pair of touchdowns and had a big play from outside of there. So I guarantee that'll be a focus from Bill Belichick all week with those players. I mentioned Sterling Moore, also on my bad list here today. He did not start in the game, as it seems like he's moved down the depth chart a bit with the signing of Nate Jones, and also totally lost Garcon on his first touchdown. And then on the bad list, and he did not play in this game today, but Taylor Price, who 18 months after getting drafted here in New England, is already cut from the team and out on the street. And we'll see if anybody puts in a waiver claim on him. Certainly a disappointing last couple of, 24, 48 hours for Taylor Price. Injury-wise, Patriots were good on the injury front. Nothing doing there. So the Patriots do escape with the victory and also escape healthy as they take care of the Colts 31-24. It is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's how you get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. Let's kick things off with Taylor in Sacramento. You're first up here on the Patriots postgame show. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
One thing, as I'm watching the game, the Jets just pulled ahead. But on another note, I don't understand. Like, I understand why Bill Belichick pulls Brady, but, you know, he almost acts like the game is already won. And it's that kind of attitude that I really don't like. Yes, we won the game. But, you know, the Packers don't do that with Aaron Rodgers. That's why Aaron Rodgers has all the good stats. If they would have kept Brady in last game, this game, he would have had more touchdowns. You know, it's like, it seems like they're not, and I understand the stats aren't the most important thing, but I mean, come on, man, keep your quarterback in there. He's going to be fine. Football players play football. Finish out the game strong. We didn't do that. Our defense was terrible. McCourty needs to get talked to because he is absolutely garbage. If he would have turned around, he would have caught that.
Yeah,
but
and
he didn't.
And Taylor, and thanks for the phone call, and sorry to cut you off. 508-298-0398. Look, on Brady, I don't think it's the end of the world. He was only out for a series, and then he came back in at the end of the game. I certainly don't hold the coaching staff accountable for that. The reason we had to cut Taylor off, we go out to the guest line. Welcome in Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Patriots running back, to the program here today. Got in the end zone in this football game. Ben Jarvis, another victory against this Indianapolis Colts team. What'd you guys do to get that win on offense today?
You know, we just try to come out, execute, and just play the fundamentally sound football. You know, we still have some things we need to improve upon. But we're happy to have a W.
What'd you think about Gronkowski's day?
Robert has been doing. He's been playing well all year, and he just continues. And I think he set an NFL record today, so I'm proud of him.
Well, you may not have caught this down on the sidelines. That third touchdown for Gronkowski, they actually scored that a run. So I don't know if he's in there bragging about rushing touchdowns. What was he like after the game?
Rob is always Rob. He's always a good stand-up guy, so.
Ben
Jarvis, always excited. He's always excited. I think he just loves the game of football.
Ben Jarvis, you've been on both sides of this rivalry, or at least seen both sides of the Colts, with Peyton Manning and without. How did the lead-up to this game compare to years past?
Well, you know, we just have to go out and play no matter who's there, who's not there. You know, we've been to the game without Tom being there also, so we always have to get prepared to play and get ready to play no matter who's out there.
The calendar has flipped to December. You guys pick up another victory. What was the message from Bill Belichick following the game?
Well, you know, we just got to put that game behind us and get ready for the next week.
All right, he's Patriots running back Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, joining us here on the Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com. Benny, thanks so much for taking the time, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, he's Patriots running back Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, joined us here on the program. Did get into the end zone, and you heard him on Rob Gronkowski. Look, guy's always the same in the end zone. I don't know. I wonder if they told him. Did he know that third touchdown was actually scored a lateral, which means it wasn't a touchdown pass? So Gronkowski gets a rushing touchdown, one of two rushing touchdowns on the day for the Patriots, one for him, and also one for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Just joined us here on the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones. On Brady, does it mean anything that Belichick took him out of the game, went to Hoyer, and then had Brady come back after the Patriots recover the onside kick to take that final knee? I just thought that was curious. Not sure that it means anything, but thought it was interesting that he had Brady go back out there for that final knee. Again, here's how you get in touch. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. I want to respond to a couple of the other points from that first caller before we get back to the phones here on the Patriots postgame show. on McCourty, it was interesting to see him back in this game. And for the most part, look, and remember who you're going against. You're going against Dan Orlovsky and the Indianapolis Colts. But for the most part, McCourty did not stand out in a bad way in this game, which is a good thing. The fact that we didn't notice McCourty a ton in the game, I thought was a good thing. But certainly on that last scoring drive for the Colts, you're sitting there going, all right, well, Devin McCourty, whether he's healthy again or not, or fully healthy or not, you're still looking at Devin McCourty as the same guy who's giving up touchdowns, giving up a ton of yards, getting picked on by the opposing quarterback. That has to be a growing concern, or a continuous concern, I guess, for that Patriots secondary. Devin McCourty, if you were hoping that, look, he comes back from the injury and maybe he'll be a different player, that certainly wasn't the case today, as McCourty gives up a touchdown. You can call it cosmetic if you want, but I don't know. You look at some of those stats from Dan Orlovsky, and to me, this game felt different than Vince Young the week before, and I thought a lot of his was cosmetic, but 353 to Orlovsky and only 7 incompletions. And that would bother me more. You know, Young, his completion percentage wasn't very good. He threw for a ton of yards, but because he threw it a ton of times. And so did Orlovsky. But only 7 incompletions? You know, to me, that's what jumps out about the defense and that secondary today. Not the yardage, but the completion percentage and some of the easy throws that were there for Orlovsky throughout the course of the day. And one other thought before we get back to the phones. I thought it was interesting that Belichick came out with that nickel package to start the game, right? And some of the personnel that he employed in that game. You know, you have to wonder two things. One, is he just not going to trot guys out there because it's the Colts and he wants to rest guys up? Contrary to what he said during the course of the week, that you can't take the Colts lightly, it certainly seems like from a personnel standpoint on defense, he did. And you also have to wonder if maybe they tried a different scheme, a nickel. If part of the reason they did that, you know, was to drive home that point that, hey, guys, look, you know, you can't take this team lightly. And we did see the Patriots adjust slightly after those first two drives from the Colts. Remember the Colts' second drive, 19 plays, 67 yards, ton of third down conversions. A 12-yarder to Wayne on third down, soft coverage from Kyle Arrington. A 20-yarder to Jacob Tammy, where Nico Kudavitis, just not even close in coverage. A 9-yarder to Colley on third down, where Ahedabu was too late. And also a 5-yard run by Joseph Addai. You know, that drive, you're sitting there going, well, what is this? What was this game plan from Belichick? This nickel defense, this isn't working. And they did shift schematically after that. We saw them get into more of a 4-3, and we saw them at least fluctuate between those two, a 4-3 and a nickel-based defense over the rest of the game. But I was sitting there early in the game just wondering if that nickel defense, where that game plan came from, and if it was the right move. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's go back to the phones. Tyrone's down in Delaware, and you're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Tyrone?
How you doing, sir? You sure we won that game?
They did. It certainly doesn't feel like it, though, the way that fourth quarter came down, Tyrone. I got to tell you, it really takes the wind out of your sails sitting there watching a dominating game, and then the Colts pour it on at the end.
Yo, but, you know, even in the game, Rich Gannon, I think, was talking, the Colts was playing so much zone and they were so off the receiver, that's why they were so wide open. And if you notice, the same problems on offense, the defense, I'm not even going to talk about that because we know what they are. No playmakers, they're garbage. So I'm not even going to bring that side of it because we're going to lose one and done in the playoffs. But if you notice, in his first two drives, I don't know what the first caller was talking about, Belichick pulled Brady because he thought the game was over, but you notice the last two drives Brady was in, there was more in a man coverage, and it played the receivers a little bit more, and that's when Brady struggled. Oh, we didn't move the ball. And man, I'm telling you, man, this is, if any Patriots fan take any positive out of this game, they are crazy. It's none whatsoever. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. You guys take it easy.
All right, Tyrone, thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. Look, I said this over the course of the week, ESPN Boston Radio, noon to 2 on ESPNBoston.com. Only bad things could come out of this game for the Patriots. Like, only bad things could come out of this game. Like, if the Patriots got the blowout, that's what they were supposed to do. And if what happened in the fourth quarter happened, you're going to sit there and, again, look at this defense. And I know everybody's been clinging to the, well, they don't give up a ton of points, But 21 points in the fourth quarter to Dan freaking Orlovsky. And look, a lot of it was cosmetic. The game was out of reach. But still, you're looking at it going, well, Sterling Moore is getting beat. You know, Devin McCourty is getting beat late in this game. And you can just see against a good quarterback, and in fact, we've seen it back-to-back weeks. Ben Roethlisberger just torched this defense, the secondary all day. And Eli Manning, when he had to, those last two drives at the end of the game in that Giants week, came back and made plays at the end of the football game to put the Giants over the top. So we've seen that before. We've seen this story before. You know, and for me, that fourth quarter really did take a lot of the wind out of the sails of this game. Yes, it was a win. You know, and yes, the offense for three quarters looked phenomenal again. You know, or really in the second and third quarter. The first quarter didn't have much of an opportunity because of that 19-play drive for the Colts. But the second and third quarter, you're sitting there going, okay, well, touchdown, 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 touchdown. Four straight touchdown drives for the Patriots. And you're going, okay, the offense is firing on all cylinders again. This is what we're looking for. Defense, decent day. Granted, look at the opponent that they went against, but a decent day for the defense. And then the fourth quarter happened, and I don't know. That changed my perspective on this one. How about you? Give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. It is the Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Jimmy writes into webradio@patriots.com. Adam, Patriots with a solid game. And again, the defense limping to stay in the fight for the rest of the regular season. I think more points should have been put up, and the defense should have played stronger. Playoffs, Jim Mora voice, are soon approaching. Does the defense have what it takes, and will the original starting squad be healthy for the postseason?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
On that last part, I think the defense is pretty close to being healthy. McCourty was back today. Chung, by all accounts, looked good moving around on the field and was a game-time decision to be left out of the starting lineup. You know, I think Spikes is close to coming back as well. So you're looking at it going, all right, well, they should be close to fully healthy. But does it even matter? Like, obviously, you want all those guys out there. You know, obviously, you want Chung and McCourty and Spikes as part of the defense. But are they going to make a difference? You know, those guys were out there getting torched when Roethlisberger was throwing all over you. You know, those guys were getting torched early in the season. So, you know, for me, sure, I think they'll be healthy. I think the defense, for the most part, will be as close to 100% by the playoffs as they can be. But does that make a difference? You know, is that enough? Those would be the questions that I have. And the answer, I think, is still no. Look, I told you this last week. You know, I fell into this trap with the defense last season. You know, and statistically, they're right around the same area in terms of points per game allowed. Opponents' points per game, they're right in that same territory, giving up about 20 a game. Right around the top 10 in the NFL. We'll see where the updated scoring or the updated rankings are. But they were 11th coming into this week, giving up a tick over 20 points a game. That's roughly where they were at the end of last season. And I bought into the defense last year. I'm not going to do it again this season, whether they're healthy or whether they're not. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. In other words, I don't think the issues on defense are totally injury-related. In fact, I think injuries have very little to do with it. Let's go to Mully down in Pennsylvania. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Mully?
Hey, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing well, man.
At this point, I've just come to accept for what the defense is. And I realize that teams are going to put up yardage. They're going to score points. And I just have low expectations now. And it's kind of depressing because, you know, when you follow the Patriots for so long and you're used to these dominating and good defenses, it's just now I have no expectations. I mean, like, I'm going to go into the playoffs expecting to lose the first game. I mean, that's just going to be my mindset.
I mean, Mully, I'm moving closer and closer to saying, all right, well, they might win a game in the postseason, but I don't see them as a team, like a Super Bowl challenger. Like, if they get Houston without their quarterback, you know, or if they get, I don't know, the Raiders or somebody like that. If that's who they're facing in the first round of the playoffs or their first game, I would probably pick them. But in general, I agree with you, Mully. This doesn't feel like a team that's making a deep postseason run. And the defense has to be the reason why anyone who doesn't feel great about this team, that has to be where you start.
Yeah, and one of the things that bugs me is how Bill Belichick is giving this game plan, I understand that you want to sit back, let him throw the 5-yard passes and stuff, and run out the clock. But I think you need to coach this mentality that you play 60 minutes for a reason, and you do not let up at all. You play the same game plan that you play for the first half when the game was still relatively close. And you look at teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh with these dominating defenses, they don't let up. I mean, they will play 35-7 for the whole game, and they will not let the team score.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mully, I just don't think from the Patriots standpoint, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398, that's the Ace Ticket Hotline. From a Patriots standpoint, their defense just isn't even in the same vicinity as those other two defenses. They're just not. And look, for me, today was all about reinforcing how I feel about that Patriots defense, right? That fourth quarter, remember who you were facing, Dan Orlovsky. You know, a winless team, a quarterback who's never won a game. And in the fourth quarter, and maybe the Patriots had turned it off, right? Maybe the Patriots had just said, well, game's in hand, don't have to keep playing hard. I would tell you, that's not an excuse, at least not in my view, and that's still a bad thing. You know, it's probably not as bad as, oh, well, you know, the Colts were just able to run it up on the Patriots in the fourth quarter, or run it up isn't the right term for it, but really able to pile up some points in the fourth quarter. But either way, either they turned it off and thought they had the win in hand, and that is a mental issue, you know, or the Colts were just able to figure them out in that fourth quarter, and if the Colts can figure them out, what can a Ben Roethlisberger or that type of quarterback do to you in the postseason? You know, you shudder to think. Patriots do take care of the Colts, 31-24. They move to 9-3. They should have beaten this team. They should have blown this team out. And for three quarters, they were. What happened in that fourth quarter? Give us a call here on the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Pamela's in Florida, and she's next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Pamela?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. Great. I watched the game today, and I feel the same way. I'm a big Patriots fan. And have been for years. Grew up in New England. What I don't understand is why Belichick...
Why'd you do... Collins, what are you doing?
Told her not to have the computer on.
No, blowing people up, that's what we're doing?
I have zero tolerance for people who... No, listen.
This is an unauthorized blow-up.
Listen. People who speak and then want to hear themselves on the computer, I'm sorry. I have no tolerance for that.
So no one's going to believe me. That was 100% Collins. That wasn't me. I didn't hang up on her. I was going to let her keep going. Everybody's going to make me to be the bad guy. Make me out to be the bad guy on that. That was Kevin Collins on the hang-up. 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. You've been forewarned. Don't have your computer on in the background. Apparently, Kevin Collins will drop the bomb on you. Let's check some of these emails to webradio@patriots.com. Michael writes in, hey, Adam, good win for the Pats. I mean, already, I'm not totally sure I'm 100% on board with this email. But Michael continues, good win for the Pats. I'm a firm believer that there are no easy games. Gronkowski is such a beast, and the Colts had no answers for him at all. It's a shame that third Gronk touchdown did not come towards Brady's stats, count towards Brady's stats. How are you feeling about this defense? They gave up a ton of garbage points at the end. I don't know if they thought the game was over and we're just not paying attention because Garcon just burnt McCourty. Not how you want to watch or not how you want the game to end. Look, I said this. The fourth quarter was one of two things, you know, and it's probably a mixture of both. Either the Patriots defense isn't very good, which I think is the case, or the Patriots gave up in that fourth quarter. And when I say gave up, the defense sat there and said, you know what? This game's in hand. We're up by three scores. And, you know, I think that was something to do with it as well. In other words, I don't think the Colts just in the fourth quarter finally figured the Patriots out. To me, that's not the case. You know, I think it has more to do with just, you know, that Patriots shutting things down in the fourth quarter. I will tell you, though, I don't know that that's much better. 508-298-0398. That's how you get in touch with the Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. Let's go to McCain in Pittsburgh. You're next up here with Adam Jones. What's up, McCain?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well,
hey,
man.
I hate to be that guy who calls in after a win and says, yeah, we won, but what about the defense? But but I guess what I want to say is what happened? I think it's a little bit of what you just said. You know, the defense walked on the field and says, ah, we're up by three touchdowns. What could possibly go wrong? But I do find that attitude a little concerning, and I wonder, you know, if that's what's going to happen when we're up against a team like Indy, which has not been very successful offensively. You know, what could happen against a team like the Broncos, who, you know, Tebow notwithstanding, have had, you know, the ability to generate some surprising plays late in games like that.
Yeah, I mean, McCain, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket hotline. I'll tell you, here's what's going to happen. You already know that the people defending this defense in the media, I am not one of them. The people defending this defense and saying it's getting better, as opposed to they're just playing crappier teams, this is what you're going to hear this week. You know, oh, well, the Patriots thought they had the game in hand. Maybe they shut it down mentally a little bit. And I will tell you, that is a bad thing. That is not something that I would be using as an excuse. This defense is not good enough to shut it down at any point in the game. I think that was reiterated in the fourth quarter when the Colts scored 21 points. 21. You know, the other thing you're going to hear is, well, this is a good teaching tool for Bill Belichick. This is exactly what he wanted. He wagged the finger in the media's face that, look, the Colts, you can't just show up and beat them, even though through three quarters this game was a blowout. So you're going to hear some of that this week from people defending that defense. Oh, well, this is a good teaching tool for Belichick, and maybe it's better than the blowout because, you know, he'll be able to get their attention, and he'll be able to point to that fourth quarter and use it as a teaching tool, and that is a bunch of garbage. That fourth quarter, to me, leaves a sour taste in the mouth of the win, and I was ready to give them credit in this game. You know, not the defense, but at least to show up and say, look, you know, not waste any time with these Colts. Blow them off the field like you should have. I was at least going to give them credit for that. I wasn't going to come in trumpeting the defense, you know, because look who you went against. But that fourth quarter leaves a sour taste in your mouth, and I got to tell you, Belichick to the podium very quickly. You know, I wonder deep down, you know, does he sit there and does he say, okay, well, maybe this can be a teaching tool and I can get on these guys, you know, or is that eating away at him like it's eating away at me watching that fourth quarter? We'll find out over the course of the week. Let's go back to the phones. Pete's in Nashua, and you're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Pete? Hey, Pete. I think we lost Pete. Let's try Eric in San Francisco. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Adam, how are you?
Doing well, man.
Hey, I'm calling. I want to look at this defense from just a little bit, step back, a little bit broader perspective, because really now, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been saying the same thing about this defense. And today, I think it was all on display. And granted, we don't have the Willie McGinnis, the Lawyer Malloy, the Ty Law, the Rodney Harrison, the Teddy Bruschi, the Mike Vrabels of the world. Really, we have Vince Wilfork and Gerard Mayo. But we really need to take a look at what has gone on here with the defensive scheme and the mindset. You know, we all labeled Belichick defensive guru, and I don't know if that label is warranted. And I think we all need to take a better look at has the offensive schemes now passed this defense by. If you notice today with Orlovsky, I mean, who is this guy? Okay, he was 0-16 with the Lions. He put up better fantasy numbers than Brady. And the defense just doesn't have the mindset to get after it.
Yeah,
it
I mean, Eric.
And they should have used this game, Adam, as a real opportunity. Let's go out there and get after it. Show us your spunk.
Eric,
show us your emotion. We don't see it.
Eric, do you think it's scheme and emotion and those things, or do you think it's just personnel? Because
I think that's the simple answer to the question. I think you're right on there. I think it's part Bill the GM passing and, you know, always trading down and trying to see if he can't get these gravy picks out of nowhere, like Butler, for example. You know, that's part of it, yes, for sure. But I think another part of it does happen to be that, you know, the schemes of the 80s and early 90s don't cut it in today's NFL, and I think he's still doing that. I think that's part of it.
Look, Eric, to an extent, thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. And that is a bigger picture question with this Patriots defense. And we're taking a bigger picture look at the Patriots. We're going to continue to do that over the last month, maybe outside of the Denver game. Kevin, Broncos won, by the way, correct? That's the one on the schedule. Like, for me, I hope Denver keeps winning so that the Patriots will actually have a legit game left on their schedule. Broncos win again. So that game on December 18th in Denver, that's a game that maybe can teach us something about the Patriots. You know, Washington next week isn't going to teach us anything except bad things, just like the Colts in this game. The only thing we'll learn from that Redskins game is if Rex Grossman picks the defense apart, then we're going to come in here and do this all over again. But, you know, for me, taking a bigger picture look at the defense, I don't know. I mean, I thought Belichick tried to change the scheme in the offseason. He tried to implement more of an attacking 4-3. And honestly, I think the pass rush has been one of the reasons, really the only reason, why I'd sit here and look at this defense. And if you had to twist my arm, say something that's better about the defense this year compared to the last couple of seasons, that's one. And I think some of that is the personnel they brought in. Carter, Anderson, those guys have helped. But part of it is the scheme as well. Like, we've seen Ninkovich, I think, more active in this scheme than we saw him in years past. You know, we've just seen, in general, more sacks and more pressure out of the defense this year. And I don't think that's all personnel. I think some of that is scheme. So, long story short, I don't think Belichick's lost his fastball from a schematic standpoint. I still think X's and O's wise, there's no one else in the league I'd rather have. But Belichick the GM, that's an issue. It has been for years, especially on defense, but it was reiterated with the release of Taylor Price within the last 36, 48 hours. You know, the drafting, the developing, you know, that's been an issue here really since 06. And again, that came back into focus with the release of Taylor Price. Let's go to Tim in Pensacola, Florida. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Tim? No, Tim? All right, we'll stick Tim on hold here. We'll try to see if we can track him back down. Again, you can get in touch, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. It is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. We want to try the phones here one more time. It's actually Mike on the phones. That was the issue. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Adam. How you doing, brother?
Doing well, man.
Good, good. I definitely have a lot of concerns after seeing the game today, man. You know, you play 45 minutes of football in the NFL against anybody like we did today, you get crushed. I mean, we got lucky, man. I mean, they had to resort to an onside kick that could have tied the game and, you know, sent us into overtime. You cannot play like that. You know, it's a good thing that we have the mix of, you know, the veterans and the rookies, because the veterans can teach the rookies and the rookies are hungry to get some action to prove themselves. But at the same time, you know, when you have something like a 21-point lead or, you know, 28-point lead like we had, and you just let it go in the last 13 and a half, 14 minutes of the game, you know, that's just, it's not something that draws really big concerns, you know. We had a great shot at going seed, getting the first seed or second seed. Now, this could cost us, man.
Well, I mean, Mike, and that to me is a little too harsh, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. To say the Patriots got lucky, that's overstating it. They were up in the game 31-3. You know, the fourth quarter was bothersome, but the game was never in doubt. Not in my view. I never sat there going, I mean, maybe on the onside kick, like he pointed out at the end, but still, they would have had to have get in the end zone. Did you think Orlovsky was going to come down? As bad as the defense was in the fourth quarter, I still didn't believe that. You know, so for me, the game was never in doubt. To say that it may cost them the top seed, not at all. I mean, they won the game. You know, they're going to beat Washington. You know, the question is, how are they going to do it? Are they going to do it in convincing fashion? Or are they going to win by a touchdown again and give up a ton of yards in the fourth quarter and let Rex Grossman throw all over them? Because I'll come out of that game feeling bad about the defense as well.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate break, too, for the Patriots with Matt Ryan throwing up all over himself and not being able to beat Houston today.
They're going to lose a game, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
that seems to be the common feel, but I mean...
I mean, maybe that's unfair.
That was the game I kind of had circled as, okay, they're going to lose. TJ Yates can't win this game.
Maybe that's unfair to write them off, but that's sort of what I'm doing here. Now, by the way, are the Patriots going to be back in a tie for first? Because they're going to have the same... They're both... Them and the Texans both have 8 conference wins now.
Yeah.
So I wonder who's going to win the tiebreaker now. We'll look that up in just a little bit. By the way, I've come in here on the Patriots postgame show and been negative about the defense. I would say maybe not every single one, but we've done 12 games plus the preseason. And I would say out of those regular season games, maybe 10 of them, I've come in and been down on the defense. It's hard to come in and be positive. But normally we'll hear from some callers, Kevin, who were up on the defense, or we'll get an email, you know, who's saying, oh, well, you're being too harsh on the defense. We have not gotten one of those yet. Not one email, not one phone call. So we'll continue to hear from you on the Patriots postgame show, 508-298-0398. You can send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. You know how I feel about that fourth quarter? It was deflating, to say the least, despite the Patriots coming out with a 31-24 victory over the Colts. What did Bill Belichick think of that fourth quarter? You hear from the Patriots head coach next here on the Patriots postgame show.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Braves!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y,
right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
This is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studio inside Gillette Stadium. Hit up Adam on the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Patriots take care of the Colts 31-24 to move to 9-3. But 21 points allowed in that fourth quarter. Maybe you can say, hey, the game was out of reach. It was cosmetic. I don't know. I didn't feel that way. I mean, certainly I never thought the Colts would come back and win the game. But to me, Orlovsky wasn't terrible the whole game. He only had 7 incompletions, for God's sakes. He was 30 for 37. This was not Vince Young the week before. You know, I came in and said, yeah, well, Vince Young threw for 400 yards. But he wasn't good. He missed as many throws as he made.
And he
so,
threw like 4 picks.
Well, no, he had just the one.
Vince Young did? Oh, my mistake.
Just,
he threw
right,
four
just,
picks the other
just
night.
The molded,
that's what
right,
it was.
Just the molded pick. But
that's
you know,
what it was.
Still, I didn't come in and say 400 yards, 400 yards. That wasn't me last week. I didn't do that because I didn't think Young played very well. You know, to me, Orlovsky got a lot of his touchdowns at the end of the game, but he was pretty good throughout the course of the game. Look at that second drive for the Colts. That 19-play drive, he had 3 different fourth down conversions plus a run to Joseph Addai. So, I don't know. For me, I didn't think he was terrible, you know, that whole game. You know, I think he's a bad quarterback, but the Patriots made him look pretty good. That's the issue. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. I want to get to a couple of things before we get to Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who spoke after the Patriots' 31-24 victory over the Colts. Kevin, listen to this email. Pamela writes in, hey, guys, this is Pamela, the one you cut off. I was not looking for fame. I just listened to your show, love you both, and was cut off and did not feel like talking. Got stunned. Listen to you guys. Don't hang up if I call back. Sorry. I was just listening, and it was the first time I called. Love the show. Kevin?
Shouldn't have blown her up.
Kevin?
I didn't itchy trigger finger, Jones.
I hope you sleep well tonight.
I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
I hope you sleep well
tonight.
I won't
sleep at all.
Pamela, if you're listening, feel free to call back anytime.
Just have your computer turned
down. Feel free to email us anytime. Yeah, just turn your computer down next time. No harm, no foul.
And Adam won't blow you, he won't blow you up.
Right, because it was me who blew her up. Right, yeah, just have your computer turned down next time. That's all, but call back anytime. We did bring up another point here. Looking at the conference standings, the Patriots are technically, as of the moment, the number one seed in the AFC, but things will shake out a little differently over the course of the day. They're one of 3 teams currently with 9 wins, along with Houston and Pittsburgh, but Baltimore has not played yet, so they can get into the mix there. And look, some tiebreakers. The obvious first one is head-to-head, so technically Pittsburgh's ahead of the Patriots right now. But long story short, the Patriots with their conference win today, and Houston with an out-of-conference win, the Patriots actually jumped over the Texans in terms of the standings. So, again, I mean, the Patriots are going to get a 1 or a 2 seed, regardless of what goes down the rest of the season. I don't see how that couldn't be the case. You know, but what we saw to the defense today did not make me feel any better. Let's take a phone call here, 508-298-0398. We go to Olivier in Virginia. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up?
Mr. Jones, good evening. How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I am good, thanks. Along the same line as what you just have been describing, I'm a little bit surprised that it looked like the offense and the defense stopped playing after we had a 21-point lead. And I was wondering, you know, if it was done by design because we knew that the game was out of reach, or is it just because we stopped playing because we rested on our laurel, or because we had people that were injured, or what? I wanted to get your feedback on that and see if what I saw on TV is not a bunch of people that, you know, became too cocky and stopped playing when you know, the opposition was totally capable of coming back, and if they hit an onside kick and if they repossess the ball, maybe they could have beat us.
Yeah, I mean, Olivier, that's the way I look at it, right? Like, I look at it as the players shut it down. I don't think that was the coaching staff shutting it down. I think that was the players. You know, and
that's incredible.
To me, that's a concern. And thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398, right? So let's pretend that the defense, you know, isn't having the season they're having. Let's pretend that for a second. And I still think the major issue is that, you know, finally, that defense just eventually is going to give up yards and give up points. That's what happens in a lot of these games. So some of that's inevitable, in my view. But let's ignore that for a second. Let's say that all that happened is the Patriots came into the fourth quarter, thought they had the game wrapped up, thought it was out of reach at 31-3, and just turned it off. Fine. Let's say that's what happened. Is that a good thing? You know, is this the kind of defense that can rest on their laurels like that? Because I certainly don't think they are. I don't think they're good enough to only play for three quarters, even against a team like the Colts. And that was reiterated today, right? Like, if we didn't know that already, the point was driven home pretty clearly in that fourth quarter when Dan Orlovsky was playing like Tom Brady, you know, airing it out to Pierre Garçon, you know, picking on Sterling Moore, picking on Devin McCourty, bombing touchdowns. You know, so for me, that's sort of the point that was hammered home in the fourth quarter. That is bothersome to me. And again, just to reiterate, you know, I feel like when we do these Patriots postgame shows, 90% of the time I come in and crush the defense. And, you know, that's my view on it. That's the way I see it. And in most cases, there are differing views. We'll have callers or emailers chime in on the show, and they'll say, Adam, you're being too harsh on the defense. You know, lighten up a little bit. But, you know, that's typically what we'll hear, some kind of mixture. But this week, it's been everybody's down. Everybody looks at it the same way. Like, what happened in that fourth quarter? You're not going to take away the win from the Patriots. They moved to 9-3. They took care of the Colts by a touchdown. But I don't know. I don't know how, if you were watching the game, that fourth quarter doesn't leave a bit of a bad taste in your mouth with the way that Dan Orlovsky, was able to work his way down the field and make it a one-possession game at the end of the game. I don't know. That's just the way I view it. 508-298-0398. That's how you get in touch with the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones. Let's go to Tim in Pensacola. You're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Tim?
Pac-Man, I'm pretty angry.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I was watching the game with my friends, and, you know, I was saying, you know, anything less than a 30-point blowout, I wasn't going to be ecstatic. But after watching that game, looking at Bill's face, me and him probably have the same emotion. I am angry beyond belief. This is ridiculous. This was an effort. This is one of the worst efforts I've seen from the New England Patriots. The offense was fine. The defense. Every week, I feel the defense makes progress. And, you know, and me and you have gotten into it before about, you know, well, I think the defense is improving. That was pathetic. That right there was pathetic. That's, you know who was throwing? Okay, it wasn't Chad Henning or any of these guys, which was embarrassing on its own. It was Dan freaking Orlovsky. If you don't know him, people out there, I'll give you a little backdrop. He's never won a pro game, and he was a quarterback of the 0-16 Lions, okay? That's the pedigree that guy comes from.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
I mean, Tim, I'm with you, and thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. He's right. Tim calls this postgame show a lot here on Patriots.com, and we have not seen eye-to-eye on the defense. I keep saying, look, I don't know if the defense is getting any better because look at who they're playing. Look at the caliber of opponent. You know, I've been saying that consistently now for 3-4 weeks. You know, and that's because these are the type of opponents we've seen. But this week, I don't know how you're going to spin it. I'm trying to wrap my head around how the people defending this defense are going to spin it this week. And I think they're either going to go the teaching tool route or they're going to say, well, the game was out of hand and it was mostly cosmetic by the Colts at the end. And I just... it wasn't like the Eagles game to me. Like, that fourth quarter, the touchdown from Vince Young, that was truly a cosmetic window dressing touchdown at the end, right, to pad some stats. This fourth quarter, to me, there was still some doubt in the game. And at least with how many times they were able to score in that fourth quarter, that's what's bothersome, too. You give up one garbage touchdown and a bunch of yards, you sit there and you go, okay, that's understandable. They turned it off a little bit in the fourth quarter. Some of the subs were in the game. Fine. I don't know. That's not the way I viewed this one. Three touchdowns, that's harder to explain away, in my view. You know people will be doing that all week, though, in this market. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's go to Bruce in Troy, New York. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Can't say much about today's game. I actually missed it. I was on the road. But I was thinking about some stuff from last week I just wanted to pick up. And I don't think what happened today is going to improve my argument any because I was following the game on a computer, and they gave me a heart attack today just with that fourth quarter. But last week you were talking about the whole yards points argument and the fact that the Pats are getting chewed up yardage-wise is a bad sign because they can't win that way. I just want to point out that playoff game that everyone uses from last year, the Jet game,
mm-hmm.
everyone uses that as evidence that the Patriots – well, I just want to point out that the Patriots actually outgained the Jets in that game, 372-314, which again proves that yard doesn't mean much. The Jets only had one touchdown drive from inside their half of the field. Antonio Holmes and Braylon had only five catches between them all day. So if you had all that going for your defense, then for that offense, you'd have some way to win. It wasn't the defense and their inability to stop, to prevent yardage that cost us that game last year.
Well,
offensive production.
And Bruce, and I know what you're saying, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. It's a good point. Right, in that playoff game against the Jets, how they actually lose the game. Well, they gave up a bunch of points in that game, but they couldn't score. I mean, Bruce is right about that. They ran into a better defense in the postseason, which you're going to do, and then in those close games, is the defense good enough? That's kind of my point. You know, that's why we frame it a lot. Look, in a game that's in the low 20s, you know, if that's the type of game you're probably going to be in the postseason, is this defense good enough, you know, to bail out the offense on an off day, on a day where they score 21 or 24 points like they did against the Jets in the playoffs last year? I don't think the defense is. I think this fourth quarter today kind of drove that point home. You know, and on the defense, I have not been one of these yards guys saying yards are the end all be. I came in last week and said, ignore the yards from Vince Young. I thought the defense last week actually played pretty good. You know, my whole thing last week was everybody was now propping up the points per game as the only stat that mattered. And I was just saying, we heard that last year too. They were 14-2, and then they lost in the first round of the playoffs, or in their first game in the postseason. That was my big thing last week. I didn't come in here trumpeting Vince Young in the yards. That wasn't me. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. A lot of you hanging out on the phones. Continue to do that. We want to go to the podium where Bill Belichick spoke with the media earlier this afternoon, following his club's 31-24 victory over the Colts.
Just got to do a better job finishing the game. That was disappointing, but you know, we'll work on that, go back to work here, and you know, get ready for Washington next week. But
talk some of the mindset of your team this week and taking these guys seriously. Do you, jumping out to the 31-3 lead, do you think you saw that?
I think we did some good things today. There's other things we didn't do as well. It's the way it is every week.
Had a lot of players at the start of the game in unfamiliar spots. Matthew Slater out at safety. It's actually a corner on one third down play. What went into that decision to play so many guys in different spots?
Trying to put the best people out there we could to be competitive. Same thing we do every week. Felt like that was the best thing we could do to win. Yep.
Bill, after the first few series of the game, you seemed to go to the hurry-up offense. It seemed to change the whole complexion of the game. What went into that decision?
We use it every week. I mean, we've used it every week, so I'm sure we'll keep using it. You know, there's some advantages to using it. There's some disadvantages to using it. But, you know, it's part of our offense, so we use it whenever we feel is best.
It's even more effective than usual. We scored 21 points after
we
sort of...
Yeah, that's why we stayed in.
It looked like you chose to give you some good snaps for a guy who just showed up probably, you know, 2-3 days ago. How would you rate his play?
I'd have to look at it on film. You know, it looked like he made a few plays, but I mean, I don't know. I can't watch them all out there. We'll watch it on film, see how it looks. I'm sure he did some good things. I'm sure there's some other things that he can improve on.
Another similar question. Did you notice center Nick McDonald today?
Yeah. I'm going to say the same thing. You know, I think Nick stepped in and, you know, did a good job, did some good things. There's some other things that, you know, I'm sure with experience he'll do better next time.
With all those bodies out there, the best basis, was the communication at least good?
It
looked like they weren't
making breakthroughs. Sure, yeah, we had our moments. There's times when it was good, so probably the times when it could have been better.
Bill, you played with Gronkowski quite a bit today. Was that kind of a primary part of the plan, or was it just the opportunities were there as you saw them?
It wasn't covered, so Tom threw it to him. I mean, Tom's not going to pass up an open receiver. We didn't know he was going to be open.
Did you hear about the official scoring change from his record to it being changed a lateral?
No.
Did you know that he was going for that? He was close to the record there?
No, I was really trying to be concerned with beating the Colts. Just not really concerned about individual stats. I think I've said that many, many times. This game's not about individual stats, it's about team wins.
All right, so that last part from Belichick obviously is garbage. It's not about stats. That's why you drop kick extra points with Doug Flutie. That's why you run tight end screens for Rob Gronkowski to get him the record, right? That's garbage. We know it. He's aware. He tried to get Gronkowski a third touchdown. It didn't happen. I understand that's the message that you want to project, but that's garbage from Belichick. The first part, though, did that sound like a guy who was pleased with the win? Does that sound like someone who was pleased with the fourth quarter? Belichick's just like you guys. Frustrated with the way that fourth quarter happened. Frustrated with the defense, giving up 21 points in the game. He said it right off the bat. We didn't finish. We got to do a better job of finishing. You know, they played well for 45 minutes. That fourth quarter was a debacle. You could hear it in Belichick's voice. The only other possible option is that Belichick now can sit there and say, see, you guys wanted to say, well, this Colts team is the worst team in the league, and guess what? They came in here, they only lost by a touchdown, and they were an onside kick away from, you know, a game-tying drive. So maybe that was some of the somehow Belichick carried himself with the media specifically, because it did get a little combative earlier this week. My guess is more the way things went down in the fourth quarter. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio at patriots.com. Let's go to Ray in Florida. You're next up here with Adam Jones. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, Pac-Man? How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, listen, man, you've been mentioning for a couple of weeks that you say that the Patriots, you're not sold on them, but I got something to say about that, because I think the Patriots, the only challenge I see on the AFC is the Steelers, you know what I'm saying? That's only the team that could beat the Patriots, really. You're not sold on them yet?
I mean, are you sold on that defense after the fourth quarter, Ray?
No, not on the defense. But I'm saying, like, the only challenge we got on the AFC is the Steelers, really. I mean, I don't see nobody else.
Look, I understand what you're saying, Ray. Like, is there a dominant team in the AFC like there is in the NFC with the Packers and the Saints? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody else that could beat the Patriots on the AFC.
Well, I guess I look at that a little differently. There's no team that I sit there and say is head and shoulders better than the Patriots, but that just means the Patriots are in the mix in the AFC. I mean, I'll concede that point. They'll probably be the one or the two seed. I mean, they're one of the better teams. They will be one of the better teams record-wise, but just because there's no team that's clearly better than them, you know, it just means those games are going to be 50-50.
The Packers are playing better than the Saints, but you know what? I'm not very strong on the defense, but I think, you know, I don't know if we could win the Super Bowl with a defense like this, but I think we could get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not sold on that, Ray. And thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. I mean, you're more optimistic than I am. That's probably a good thing. You know, that's probably a good part of your character, right? You know, you're more optimistic than I am about this Patriots defense. Fine. I'm telling you, last year, I bought into this Patriots defense. Down the stretch, I bought in. I said they're playing their best football in December. They're coming together. They're gelling as a unit. You know, and the defense let Mark Sanchez throw all over them in the playoffs. So I bought into the defense last year. To me, they haven't marginally improved. I think the pass rush is better. By the way, I wanted to get this out earlier. Third downs is one that we say continues to fluctuate with that Patriots defense, right? Some weeks we come in and we go, wow, they were great on third down. And then there are other weeks like the Chargers week two, where it seems like every third down was converted. This was one of those days. Colts with Dan Orlovsky, 10 of 15 on third down today. And they had four conversions on that second drive of the game, a 19-play drive. So, you know, that's been an issue for this defense. They're better on third downs only because they're not the worst team in the league on third downs like they were last year. They were bottom six coming into this week, and you got to imagine they're dropping. But despite all that, they do pick up a win over the Colts, 31-24 here in Foxborough, and as of right this second, you know, they are percentage points ahead of Houston as the top seed in the AFC, so it's not all bad. But for the defense, we told you, coming into this game, we can only find out bad things about this defense. And for three quarters, I sat there and said, they're doing what they were supposed to. They blew out the Colts. I'm not going to come in and praise the defense, but I'd at least give them credit for doing what they were supposed to as a team. And then the fourth quarter happened. What happened in that fourth quarter? How do you feel about the win? 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. That's where Josh calls us from Houston, Texas. You're next up here on Patriots.com. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, man? Love the Pats, but I've got some concerns, man. I don't care about wins. 18-1, 14-2, they don't mean nothing to me. We have a very soft schedule for the rest of this year, and that concerns me because that means our defense is going to lack off and place off, because just because we win a bye doesn't mean anything to me. And so our defense needs to figure out ways to play an extra 15 minutes, not just three quarters. A little frustrated with the win. Yeah, it's W, but it's an 0-11 Colts coming in and pushing us around in the fourth quarter. And just want to know your thoughts. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, and look, I think – look, I mean, Josh, I look at that defense, and it's a good point about the schedule that he makes. Like, and I've asked this a lot during the course of the week on ESPN Boston Radio, noon to 2 on ESPNBoston.com. Like, okay, here we are. This is what the defense is. This is what the schedule is. I don't think we can learn anything about this defense. And, again, the asterisk that I've had all along is if the Broncos keep winning, and they do, I'll revisit that point with the Broncos game on December 18th. That game's probably going to be flexed to a nationally televised game, by the way. That's probably going to be the Sunday night game. So I'll change my tune if the Broncos keep winning and they only have one more game between then and now. You know, that's one that I think, look, tough matchup in that it's a tough place to play and at least a unique game plan for Tim Tebow. So that's a game where I could learn something about the defense in a good way. I've been consistent in saying that if the Broncos kept winning, and they have. So maybe that's a game where we can learn something about the defense. But he brings up a good point. You know, does the defense start thinking they're better than they are because they're playing Dan Orlovsky, Rex Grossman, Matt Moore in a couple of weeks, and then in the previous weeks, Vince Young, Tyler Palko? You know, do they start thinking that, hey, we don't need to play for a full 60 minutes. We don't need to show up in the fourth quarter. In other words, is the schedule a bad thing for this defense? I've also been consistent in saying I think it is. You know, it will... it can give the defense a false sense of security. It can give the people covering the defense, you know, the people who are saying, yeah, well, the defense is getting better, give them their credit. That's part of the reason I'm not. I think the schedule has so much to do with that. And maybe the Patriots are buying into it a little bit, resting on their laurels. And then look at what happened in the fourth quarter. Colts racked up 21 points. 508-298-0398. Let's go to Adam in Texas. You're next up here with Adam Jones. What's going on?
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Pretty good. You know, a couple of points. I know the one thing I noticed is that the offense really, you know, from the first half to the second half, just everybody wants to come to this game or after the game and talk, you know, say the defense, what's going on. What happened to the offense? 7 points in the second half, I mean, that's inexcusable. Yet Brady missing Hernandez on a long throw. He underthrew him real bad. But, you know, in the long run, I still think we're going to end up with the number one seed. And we just have to wait and see what happens. You know, you can't jump to any conclusions at this point. Just take it one game at a time, I guess, to spit the company line. But, you know, I still, if anything, I think you have to question the offense in this game as much as the defense.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that, Adam. And thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. You know, you're right. I mean, we're not going to know anything until the playoffs. But at this moment in time, how do I feel about the defense? It's been pretty consistent all year. I'm down on the defense, in case you can't tell. I'm down on this defense. And the fourth quarter certainly drove that point home for me. But Adam makes a good point. Like, the second and third quarter, the offense was excellent. The first quarter, I'll even give them a free pass on that because they only had one possession. And they didn't go three and out. I mean, they got at least a first down. But they only had one possession in the first quarter. You know, and they scored on it. Sorry, it was the second drive where they punted. So on their first drive, they scored a field goal. It's like, all right, well, that was their only drive in the first quarter. The fourth quarter, do you want to put a little bit of it on the offense? I just think the entire team checked out. So maybe it's unfair to just say, well, the defense checked out. I mean, so did the offense. You know, they only punted once before that fourth quarter. You know, and then they did it a bunch in the fourth quarter. So I just think the whole team checked out. I think it's pretty clear, though, that offense was moving the ball pretty well today when they had to. And you heard Belichick talking about when they got in that two-minute offense. They use it every week. It was highly effective again today. And that's one thing the Patriots seem to have in their back pocket. If they're stalling a little bit to start the game, and they weren't today, but if they're stalling a bit to start the game, remember, they came out normal pace on that first drive, got a field goal, second drive, six plays and a punt. Then they got into the two-minute offense, and they scored four consecutive touchdowns, or at least that up-tempo offense. That's something they always know they have in their back pocket, and that's been something that's been consistently productive for the Patriots over the course of the season. Look, it's less for the offense to me, or less on the offense than on the defense. But, you know, they're not off the hook for checking out in the fourth quarter. I think that was a team-wide thing. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Patriots do take care of the Colts. 31-24 here in Foxborough. They move to 9-3. You heard Bill Belichick's thoughts on the win. You heard from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady next here on the Patriots postgame show.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey
guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome.
But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right? Right,
no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Get to some of these emails in just a sec here on the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's how you get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Patriots take care of the Colts today, 31-24. But that fourth quarter is, of course, what we're going to focus on. You know, most of the people we've talked to, 100% of the people we've talked to on the show, disheartened by that fourth quarter. This wasn't a cosmetic touchdown by Vince Young to Brent Celek where, you know, he's piled up a ton of yards in the fourth quarter and then they finally break through. This wasn't that. This continually happened. And I didn't even think Orlovsky was that bad before the fourth quarter in this game. He only had 7 incompletions for the whole game. Like, to me, that's the stat that jumps out the most. Don't focus on the yards. For everyone who says, oh, well, yards aren't important, he only had 7 incompletions. He was 30 for 37. You know, I don't know. That jumps out to me. More so than the yards. And look, the Patriots did give up some points in this one, especially in that fourth quarter. So if the yards aren't important, fine. Look at some of the other issues, though. The third downs, they were bad in the red zone today. You know, and Orlovsky was completing passes left and right. So fine, I won't harp on the yards. And he threw for a ton of yards in this game, just like every single quarterback has. And I tend to agree that is overrated. But 353 yards today, if you want to ignore that, then focus in on the 30 for 37. Or focus in on the fact that the Colts were 10 of 15 on third down. Or focus in on the fact that the Colts converted on 2 of their 3 red zone trips. Like, to me, any way you slice it, it's a bad performance by the defense today. You know, against a winless team. That's bothersome. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where, let's see, Kevin writes in. Adam, glad the Patriots won. Rob, Tom, and Wes, all on my good side. And I will tell you, Rob, Tom, Wes, those were my 3 up. Those were my good guys coming into the game. My bad includes the Pats secondary and making the Colts look like they were in the game at the end. Very sad. 100%. 100%, Kevin. You know, the fact that the Colts had a chance at the end of that game, the fact that the Colts kept playing, and the fact that the Patriots shut it down. And again, that's not just the defense. The whole team shut it down. The whole team thought they had it wrapped up. You know, and that's not a good thing. Like, just because the Colts got points after the game was out of hand, it was way too many. You know, and that tells you a little bit about the attitude in there. Maybe they do think they're better than they are. Maybe the ease of this schedule is an issue for this team. That's a problem. You know, I know a lot of people will spin it as, hey, this can be the teaching tool that Belichick needs. He wagged his finger at the media all week. He said the Colts were better than we were making them out to be. You know, everyone wanted to focus on the record. That's not what they do. So he can use this as a teaching tool. I'm sure that's how it'll get spun this week. But the whole team gave up in the fourth quarter. Does that scare you? 508-298-0398. It's Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Nicholas writes into web radio at Patriots.com. Adam, McCourty should stay hurt. He was just terrible. So hard to watch the separation he and the other secondary players give to the Colts. And I jotted this down. That second drive for the Colts, and I know I've referenced it a lot because it just jumped out in the first half. 19 plays, 67 yards. Wound up in a Vinatieri field goal. So the Patriots actually did buckle down in the red zone on that drive. That was the one time they buckled down. But I've referenced a couple of times the four third down conversions. Like the first one to Reggie Wayne, the one that got the drive started, Kyle Arrington on third down is playing a good, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards off of Reggie Wayne, just giving him an easy cushion on third and six, I believe it was. Easy catch and throw, even for Dan Orlovsky. So Nicholas is totally right. They're giving up way too much space off the line. He continues, it was hard to listen to the broadcasters talk up Orlovsky when they should be saying Orlovsky can torch this secondary. We're going to have a rough playoffs with this secondary. And look, I tend to agree with Nicholas. Like, you heard Rich Gannon kind of say, oh, well, you know, Orlovsky didn't look that bad. And look, I didn't think he did. But I don't think that's because, you know, Orlovsky's a good quarterback. I would never do it to prop up Orlovsky. You know, I do it as a red flag for this defense. You know, something that really jumps out to me about this defense. It's like, okay, even Dan Orlovsky is picking you apart. What's Roethlisberger going to do in the postseason? You know, what would, if you got that far, Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or one of those guys? And I think most of you, if you get to a Super Bowl, you'll take your chances there. I understand that. But, you know, I don't think very highly of Joe Flacco, but he's a lot better than Orlovsky. You know, I don't think very highly of a lot of those quarterbacks in the AFC. But Orlovsky, maybe the worst one they've faced, probably better than Tyler Palko. But other than that, he's right at the bottom of the list. And again, ignore the yards if you want. You don't have to harp on the yards. 350 out of Orlovsky. Fine, look at some of the other statistics. The third downs. You know, the fact that he completed just about every pass. You know, those are bothersome. 508-298-0398. Let's go to Kim in Dallas, Texas. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Kim?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Oh, well, I wanted to just put in to say that you're absolutely right about the record not meaning anything. I said the same thing today when I knew they were playing. I was like, well, they're going to play the Colts today, and I personally wouldn't want to be the first team to lose to the Colts, but it's the simple fact that when you get too comfortable or you get beside yourself, that's what happens. And in the fourth quarter, it really did hurt my feelings. I was like, I was content with 3-31 is fine, but then we go scoreless. I said, like, what are we doing out there, you know? And I'm like, I wish, you know, we'd open our eyes and saw, at least see what we're going to be doing or what we're going to be up against, because, like I said, once playoff comes, I don't want to lose the first game. I mean, it's supposed to get out there and play. In the first game, we just throw away, and then you go out.
Yeah, and Kim, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. Two things. One, I don't know how you could watch that fourth quarter and still stand by this defense. I know people are going to. Like, I know people will. Even Patriots fans, we haven't heard anything positive from Patriots fans on this postgame show. But by tomorrow and by midweek, that'll change. They'll talk themselves into it. That happens. You know, media members are going to continue to defend this defense. That's fine. I don't know how you could watch that fourth quarter and stand by this defense and say you still feel good about it. And I've told you the last couple of weeks, I don't feel good about it. They were going against backup quarterbacks. They went against the Colts backup, for God's sakes. Their third quarterback. And got carved up. At least in the fourth quarter, they got carved up. So that's the first thing. The other thing, and we've kind of danced around this a bit, but a caller brought it up, and I think it's an excellent point. Did that fourth quarter give you a window into the Patriots and their mindset? They think they're better than they are? I don't know how that's possible, given some of their shortcomings in the postseasons the last couple of years. But do they think they're better than they are? Do they think they can just turn it off against some of these teams because of the ease of the schedule? You know, that's why I hate the fact that they have all of these cupcakes. I don't think they're going to figure things out, tweak things, and then, you know, even from a confidence standpoint, like blow these teams out and then they'll have swagger and confidence. I've heard that too. Like, I've heard that they'll beat up on these bad teams and then they'll have confidence. Well, maybe they'll be overconfident and maybe this will happen in a playoff game. You know, maybe they'll get a lead and think they're better than they are. You know, that fourth quarter to me is a red flag, not just from the play on the field, not just from that standpoint, but the mindset of the team. And that, again, is not just the defense. That's the entire team. The offense didn't do squat in the fourth quarter. They shut it down. 508-298-0398. Let's go to John in L.A. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, man.
That was a disappointing second half. And I'm trying to be positive about that, but I think the only positive thing I can say is that Belichick is going to kill this team this week, and we're going to dominate the Redskins next week.
I mean, look, I absolutely think they're going to dominate the Redskins, John. I think they're going to win all the games left on their schedule. I've been saying that for weeks now. I've been saying they're going to go 13-3. I believe that. The only one game that I have a bit of a question mark about is that Denver game. But you're right, John. I mean, I think Belichick is going to get all over them for this game and specifically for the fourth quarter. But he had other ammo to get on them for. You heard from Belichick at the podium. He didn't sound like somebody who took a lot of good out of this game.
No, he shouldn't, and he should be pissed off because he told them. He told them over and over, and I'm sure that some of them listened. I'm sure that some of them were like, yeah, he always does this. But, you know, hopefully you live and learn that that was pathetic.
No, I mean, the fourth quarter certainly was, John, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. That's going to happen, too. What John just said, that's going to happen. Like, oh, the media members that were making fun of Belichick for defending the Colts in their 0-11 record and saying we don't pay attention to records, all of this stuff. Like, Belichick was right. See? Belichick was right. I don't think that's the case. That Colts team is terrible. It was 31-3 at the start of the fourth quarter. You know, they shut it down in the fourth quarter. When they gave up and treated it like a preseason game, weird things happened in the fourth quarter. You know, but that's still an issue team-wide. You know, that's still a red flag. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Joel writes in. Adam, seems like you're under the weather. A little bit. Is that coming through? Yeah, it's coming through. Seems like you're under the weather. Patriots played well. I don't read into much when Brady is taken out of the game, when we're beating a team. I'd only worry if Brady seemed hurt, which we know he's not since he came back in the game last week. And are you sure that we don't have Jason McCourty? I think a DNA test before the playoffs is in order. You know, on McCourty, it's so... I don't know if you want to call it, you know, inexplicable, how McCourty has gone from as good as he was last year, Pro Bowler, you know, someone who seemed like a physical corner, someone who capitalized on any mistakes, had those 7 picks, you know, and how he's regressed to this. I mean, you hope it's the lockout. You hope it's something like that. But I don't know. You know, do you bounce back from seasons like this? You know, Darius Butler, I thought, had a pretty nice rookie year. Not as good as McCourty's rookie year, but I thought Butler had a nice rookie year, a nice foundation. He came out, got torched his second year, never recovered. I'm not saying that's going to happen to McCourty, but you at least wonder aloud. Like, when he came back from injury, had some time off, you know, to get healthy and maybe just get his head right. And he comes back, and this is what he does today. This is his first game back, and it's the same Devin McCourty that we've seen all season. So you wonder if we get to that point with him, just like we got to that point with Darius Butler. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We told you that Belichick was upset at the podium. You could hear it in his voice, right? He wasn't thrilled with the way things went down in the fourth quarter. Let's hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady following his club's 31-24 victory over the Colts.
This really prepared us for, you know, the game. And he stepped in there. His first game as a Patriot and did a real good job. So, he, it started with his week of practice.
Did you think finish, is that what you wanted to get done the first 3 quarters?
Yeah, you know, we played good for 45 minutes and then didn't do anything offensively in the fourth quarter. So, we'll hear about that tomorrow.
Did you think that last pass to Gronk should have been a pass and not a lateral, or a rushing touchdown instead of a catch?
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even know that?
No.
They counted that.
They only had 2 touchdowns.
So you only get...
That's okay. So, yeah. I'm glad we scored. So, that was a good play, good blocking. They blocked well from on that play, so that was great.
They counted it and then took it away from them.
They reviewed it?
Yeah.
Must have been close. I thought it was a forward pass. I threw it. But... It doesn't affect me much. I mean, I'm an offensive player, so you know, as the defense, they pretty much had the same guys out there that they had last year, and you know, they have some, you know, they got a great pass rush. I thought we could execute better at times, but glad we won, and we got to move on.
coach's office. That seems to really click when you go into that no-huddle mode. It becomes more efficient, more crisp. Is it all on you to make sure you get dialed in as a quarterback?
It's on everybody. Offensive football is all 11 guys being on the same page. So I thought we were definitely did that at times today. The middle part of the game was awesome. We just came up third, fourth, and a quarter of a yard short on the one, and then never got out of the long yard situation there in the second last drive. So try to do a better job of that next week.
How did you end up, Rob, being able to consistently get open in the red zone? Guy that big. Guy with that reputation too.
Yeah, well, they got to cover everybody, so they're trying to cover all five guys, and whoever's open, we're going to throw it to. All right, guys, thank you.
All right, that was Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, and in the same vein as Bill Belichick, quick, terse with the media today. Does that give you a window into the bad taste in the fourth quarter? We had Green Ellis on here earlier on the post-game show. Very quick, not only in his answers, but on very quick after the game. They're not taking their time enjoying the aftermath of the victory, taking their time showering, getting dressed, all of that. There's none of that today. This smacks of a team that didn't just think the fourth quarter was cosmetic. That reeks of that to me. That they didn't just say, the game was out of hand and can't read too much into the fourth quarter. Did Belichick sound that way? Did Brady sound that way? Did Green Ellis sound that way when we had him on? To me, I would say nope, nope, and no. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Patriots do take care of the Colts, 31-24. They move to 9-3 on the season. And again, look, they're on track to get a bye week in the playoffs. Great. That's not changing over this final month. We know that's going to be the case. They're going to be in the mix. They're going to be on track given their schedule. Do you feel better about this team after what went down today? I can't imagine that's the case. And again, I'm sure this is going to be played up this week that, the game was out of hand in the fourth quarter, so really, what's the difference? What does it matter that they gave up all those yards and those points in the fourth quarter? I don't know. To me, I felt that way about Vince Young the previous week. I came in here, I said it. I thought his yardage was largely meaningless. I thought that touchdown at the end was totally meaningless in the Eagles game. That game, to me, the Patriots did what they were supposed to the Eagles. This game, not even close. So I don't know how you could come out of that fourth quarter feeling any better about the defense than you did previously. But I'm sure we'll hear some of that over the course of the week, that, the game was out of hand. Wasn't important at that point. So what does it really matter that the Colts scored at the end of the game? I just view that differently. Let's go to Brian in Hudson. You're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here watching Gronkowski week in and week out, and he is it's almost like a total replica. Remember when Bledsoe had Ben Coates? I mean, it's almost like it had the same chemistry, but even better. Do you see that comparison? Do you think Gronkowski will grow to be better than Coates, or do you think, you remember Ben Coates, right?
No, I do. And actually, Brian, I do these pregame chats. And thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. I do these pregame chats with Brian Lowe of Patriots.com. And we have a Patriots Hall of Famer on each and every game. And Coates was there today. It was actually me and Ben Coates, and Pete Brock actually was there as well. And he was asked to compare or how Gronkowski compares to him, or at least does he remind him of himself at all. And Coates said, we're similar guys. We're bigger guys. We're not like an Aaron Hernandez type of tight end, more of a slot receiver type of tight end. I will say, and maybe this speaks more to the quarterback than the tight end, the Patriots were just so reliant on Ben Coates in those days in the passing game. Especially early on with Bledsoe, he was just so reliant on Ben Coates because he was the clear number one guy. I don't think that's the case with Gronkowski. I think Brady locks in on him sometimes, just like he locks in on Welker. But I don't think they need Gronkowski, to be that guy and have to rely on him like they relied on Ben Coates. To me, the way Gronkowski has started, Nocho tweeted about this earlier, basically saying, what he's done in his first 2 years of his career is unbelievable. And look, Gronkowski's going to set that record for tight end touchdowns. Maybe he doesn't have it yet, and you just heard Brady was surprised by that when Burton threw him that that real hardball question about the rushing touchdown for Gronkowski. You heard Brady say, he didn't even know it, right? Gronkowski's going to get that record. He's tied with it for right now. So look, he'll get that record eventually. What he's done in the first 2 years is incredible, but similar to what we're saying with the Colts, remember who Gronkowski's playing with. I think Gronkowski's an excellent tight end, but he's playing with a pretty good quarterback. You know, how much of that has to do with Brady, and how much of it has to do with Gronkowski? 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Patriots take care of the Colts, 31-24. And we will look at how the Patriots stack up in the division. We told you, the Bills fell. The Jets wound up pulling it out in the fourth quarter. And we'll focus in on the division next here on the Patriots postgame show.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is the Patriots Postgame Show with Adam Jones, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studio inside Gillette Stadium. Hit up Adam on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
We'll get to those emails. webradio@patriots.com. You can also give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. It is the Patriots Postgame Show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, where today the Patriots took care of the Indianapolis Colts 31-24, but gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter. Did you see those as cosmetic? In other words, was the game out of reach? And ultimately, were the points insignificant? Or did that give you a window into this Patriots defense? You know, not only their level of play, but also the mindset of that entire team in the fourth quarter. That is a secondary concern for me, after the way the defense played on balance today, but that's an issue too, and it's something we've kind of been hinting at over the course of the program. Let's get to some of these emails to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Brandon writes in. Adam, I'm starting to think maybe our defense should just start Tebowing, like every down in the fourth quarter, because as of now, the fourth quarter, they suck. Maybe it's the play calling, but it really just seems like they don't care anymore. And from what I was watching on defense, there was a lot of new people, so maybe Belichick wasn't taking it as seriously as they made us think he was. That's an interesting question and an interesting thought, and I touched on that off the top of the program. Why were they in? Not only the defense they were in, like a nickel defense to start the game. And we've seen them toy with different defenses. They certainly did it in the Eagles game as well. They played that lighter 4-3 package with Ninkovich primarily as a defensive end. This week, they were primarily in nickel. Why did we see Nico Kudavitis? Why did we see Nathan Jones? You know, why are we seeing these guys out on the field? You know, Matt Slater. Why were they playing? And was it Belichick taking the Colts lightly? You know, to me, that wasn't an injury situation with the defense. Gary Guyton could be playing over Nico Kudavitis. You know, Matt Slater doesn't have to be playing at safety. The Patriots could have continued to trot out, you know, the same guys they've been trotting out ahead of Bowen, Sterling Moore. Like, did Matt Slater just leapfrog over Sterling Moore? Did Nate Jones just leapfrog over Sterling Moore? Apparently that's the case.
And apparently, I saw a tweet earlier from Nick Underhill. Slater found out about the fact that he was going to start at safety
early in the week.
Early in the week. That's just unbelievable to me. That's just disrespecting Colt, saying, yeah, we'll give this guy a go.
Well, I mean, you wonder. I mean, I thought Sterling Moore just hadn't stood out through the first couple of, and certainly on that first Garcon touchdown, it was a terrible angle by Moore. He was too late getting over. You know, that's something we had seen pretty consistently with the Patriots safety play in past years. On Matt Slater, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Sterling Moore, I thought he looked okay, but it's like, is it inconceivable that Matt Slater beat out Sterling Moore or that Nathan Jones comes in and just beats him out? I mean, that's not inconceivable. It's interesting. Just because the defense, at least statistically, had been better. I think a lot of it had to do with who they were going against, but had been better. Why change it? Why alter it? And I'm sure Belichick will say, well, we played the guys we thought that give us the best chance to win, which ties into, well, it was a game plan thing. It was a matchups thing with the Colts. We thought we'd go try to get more speed on the field than otherwise. That would be my guess. You know, but is it something else? Is it Belichick will say, well, look, you know, they're a good football team. They have good players. You think Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis aren't good players? You think Reggie Wayne isn't a good player? But then what does he do in his actions? He plays, you know, a special teamer and a guy who gets more reps at receiver than safety in Matt Slater. He plays a guy who they just signed this week, who was out on the free agent, or out on the street, you know, as a free agent, Nathan Jones. And he plugs in Nico Kudavitis at linebacker. Why did he do that? You know, is it because he thought this team could beat the Colts? It certainly seems like that's what it is on the surface of things. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Sean writes in. Adam, this was the worst 31-24 victory in Patriots history. One of the alarming things is not being able to run the clock down. So I'll just jump in on the email there. I hadn't even thought about that till this point. Like, I thought about it in more general terms, like the offense and the team just kind of shut it down. But he's right. You know, they did, and they've ground out the clock before. They did it in that first Jets win. You know, I thought to an extent they did it in the Chargers win. You know, they were able to control clock, grind it down. They did not do that today, so it's a good point. But I think that's something that they've actually been okay at in other games this season. But continuing with the email, McCourty may still be hurt, but he's taken 14 steps back. Andre Carter has been invisible the last 2 weeks, and he's right about that. It's just frustrating. No pass rush, no rushing game, no rings. And again, that's Sean writing in. Before we get to McCourty, the pass rush is interesting. You know, Carter's, what, 32? So you wonder if fatigue catches up with him a little bit more in the second half. I would certainly allow for that. I'm not just because he hasn't had a sack in 2 weeks, I'm not going to say, oh, well, Andre Carter's hit the wall, but you at least start to wonder. But I don't know. I thought early on in the game the pass rush was all right. Will Fork had a sack on the first drive on third down. Ninkovich had a sack on, what, late in that second drive when the Colts were getting into the red zone. So, I don't know. I didn't think the pass rush was terrible today, especially early on in that game. He's right. It kind of wore down over the course of the game. And on McCourty, I don't think it's that he's hurt. I think, if anything, the Patriots are taking their time, or took their time bringing him back, and are still taking their time with Chung. You know, both of those guys were practicing, and McCourty came back to play today. Chung didn't. I think they're taking their time with those guys. I'm not saying he's 100% healthy, but few guys are at this time of the year. Just ask Tom Brady. He says it all the time. Few guys are healthy. I don't want to talk about injuries. You know, if he's out there, you know, he's healthy enough to be playing. So I don't think it's an injury thing, in other words, with McCourty. He's been bad all season, healthy or not. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. The subject line on this one, just terrible win. It's from Alonzo. Adam, horrible win. My main concern, though, is still the offense. It's true they put up 31 points, but once again, they started slow. And it sort of felt that way, and just to jump into the email, it sort of felt that way, but look, they didn't really start slow. They got a field goal on their opening drive, put them up 3-0, and then they didn't get the ball back because the Colts went on a 19-play drive, just marched right down the field. You know, and then on the Patriots' next drive, they punted, but then they scored 4 straight touchdowns. So I don't know that they had a slow start. They just didn't have the ball a lot to start the game. Alonzo continues, they cannot hope to beat a great team while starting as slow as they have been. Also, many have been shouting at Bill for pulling Brady, but he was in there on the last two offensive series. The defense just completely sucks. And again, that's Alonzo. The pulling Brady thing, I don't even get what the criticism is. Like, the game was out of hand, so they went to Hoyer.
Everyone sucks but me.
And then when it was a one-possession game, Brady came back in at the end just to take a knee, which I just thought was peculiar. But, you know, I don't see the issue with going to Hoyer in the fourth quarter. I thought they'd go to him earlier, to tell you the truth. But he is right. The offense was stagnant and wasn't moving the ball before Hoyer came into the game. Hoyer only had one series, right, LePan? He was only in there for one series, I think.
I believe he was in there for two, but he did nothing but hand the ball off.
Right. No passes again for the second straight week.
So he hand the ball off 6 times, and we punted twice.
Well, I don't get the issue with going to Hoyer. The offense had already stagnated before that, but we've had a couple of those calls and emails. I don't understand where people are coming from with that. 508-298-0398. Let's do another email before we get to Wes Welker. Anthony writes into webradio@patriots.com. Adam, you're right on the defense. They always give up a lot of yards, which is fine because they don't let that many points scored. But today they just gave up. Seems like the defense was so confined. Is so confined in their offense they gave up. I'm not sure what he means by that. Think Belichick still needs to start getting in there. Or getting in their faces on stuff like this. We can't win a Super Bowl against anyone with a defense that thinks the offense will do it all. That last point, and this is something that a caller brought up earlier in the show, and they're right. The issue in the postseason is the defense to some extent, but it's more on the offense. The Super Bowl loss to the Giants. The Ravens game, they couldn't move the ball at all, and that was a real team one. I mean, you know, Ray Rice ran it right down their throat to start the game. You guys know how that game went. And then last year, they couldn't score against the Jets. So the offense is at fault, but you're going to be playing better defenses, by and large, when you get to the postseason. So you have to expect that the offense isn't going to be putting up 35, 38 points. They're not going to be doing that week in and week out. But if they put up 31, if they put up 30, 28, something in there, is this defense good enough to win a game? And I am skeptical about that. Skeptical. The game's in the low 20s. They're going to lose. That's the way I look at it with this defense. If it's 28 and up, you know, can the Patriots win a game that way? You know, I think we've seen that consistently over the course of the year that they can. But I don't know. If you get into a shootout with Ben Roethlisberger, do you feel good about this defense? If you got into a shootout like you did at the end of the game with Eli Manning, is the defense good enough to get a stop? I think time and again we've seen no. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. It is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots down the Colts earlier today here in Foxborough, 31-24. They moved to 9-3. Wes Welker spoke with the media following the win.
Yeah. Got you. It counts, man. So, there we go. It counts. You're here. Thanks, Solak. Appreciate it.
Wes, you said there were two games, 31-3, and then what happened after? How do you look at that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got off to kind of a slow start, but we picked it up and really got things going and were able to get a good lead. And from there, we got to finish a lot better than what we have been the past few weeks. And I'm sure it's going to be a huge emphasis by coach and something that we got to do. And if we don't play four quarters, we're not going to end up in the situation that we want to be in. So we got to fight on through and convert on third downs and move the ball down the field and ultimately score. Yeah, I mean, I think they had some injury issues with the DBs and things like that, and we were able to kind of take advantage of going fast and having them line up in a lot of zone and they were kind of just, you know, trying to get lined up more than anything, and so we didn't see very much man, so it was a matter of us, you know, spacing and Tom finding the open guy and moving the ball down the field that way. Yeah, no, I mean, he's a great player and he does a great job for us, just like everybody out there and understand that, where he needs to be and making plays and key situations. So he's been a big help for us, and especially in the red area with his touchdowns and such a big target and those things. So, we just got to keep on striving to be great out there. He's definitely one of those guys that does that. We just got to keep on bringing everybody along and moving toward the ultimate goal.
Wes, when you're ramping up the tempo in the no huddle, is that when Tom's at his best, do you think?
I think at times. I think, you know, it's tough to say. It just depends on how they're playing us and what advantages we can have in doing that and going fast and different things like that. So. It just depends on what they're doing and being able to, you know, dictate the game in that manner. So, I think Tom's always at his best, no matter what we're doing out there.
Wes, we know how the coach feels all week about playing a team with their record and being able to shut all those players down. But when you're out there in the field and you're up to a slow start, does everybody think in your mind like, God, we don't want to lose this
game? You really don't think about that too much. You're just out there trying to move the ball down the field and score touchdowns, and that's really the only thing we're worried about is moving the ball and scoring points and not looking at, you know, records or anything else, and understand that they're an NFL team and we got to go out there and start fast and finish a lot better than what we did, and that's going to catch up to us if we don't do those things. We good? All right, thanks.
Patriots wide receiver Wes Welker following the Patriots 31-24 victory over the Colts. It's going to come back to bite us if we don't do some of these things better, is how Welker leaves the press conference. Look, they know the perception of the team. You know, they know the perception that they can't stop anybody on defense and that the offense, when they go against some physical defenses, struggles to score points. That's been the narrative on this team now for a couple of years. They're familiar with it. And I think they know that today the fourth quarter didn't help them at all.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
That's Walker?
Yes, it is.
Not familiar with that one. So, fine. So, he knows. The team knows. You know, the way that fourth quarter went down, they know that's not helping the perception of this team as the defense. You know, they understand that. And they know that they have to get better in the fourth quarter. And look, just in case there was any doubt about it, not a victory Monday tomorrow, LePan. Players aren't getting Monday off. They've had that off the last couple of weeks. They've gotten Monday off. Ain't the case this week.
Not a chance.
And the only reason I bring that up is, again, to hammer home the point. Belichick did not sound pleased. Belichick doesn't sound like a guy who thought that was just icing on the cake at the end of the game, right? That the Colts, you know, just came in and piled up some meaningless, insignificant points and yardage at the end of the game. That is not the way he views it. And he's not giving the players the day off tomorrow, and they don't deserve it.
It is what it is.
508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's go back to the emails. It's where Bill writes in. Adam, few scattershot points to talk about. One, what's the defense supposed to think when it sees the offense march down the field on two consecutive drives in the second half, then mail it in with 3-3 and outs? That sends the message that it's time to take it easy, because the fourth quarter is when the defense can use some breaks. We've hit on that throughout the course of the program. And I think it's an issue. The giving up on the game, shutting it down, that is a team-wide thing. I've been telling you that throughout the course of the program. That's not just on the defense. So William's right about that. Two, related to that, some of the Patriots' play calling just mystifies me. Two quote-unquote easy drives and then nothing. Did they decide to work on adjustments? Or excuse me, did they decide to work on some plays that needed in-game practice? I know teams make adjustments, but from a total domination standpoint, to nothing? You know, I have an issue with the play calling. It seems like they left some stuff out on the field. Brady throws one into Welker's feet. You know, to me, it wasn't the play calling. It's just, you know, maybe just like on defense, they shut it down. They thought they had the game in hand.
And then he yelled, "Come on, Wes."
Yeah.
You could read his lips on TV.
Come on, Wes.
Threw it right into the ground. Wes caught it, and he yells at him.
Bill continues. There's definitely a problem with drafting talent. One recent column pointed out the Patriots' recent history of drafting athletic wide receivers who were inexperienced route runners in college and who failed to make it in the Patriots system. Maybe they need new scouts for talent at certain positions.
Are you kidding me?
On Taylor Price, and I'm not going to say that I predicted that he wouldn't be a good NFL player, but at the time, a guy from a run-first offense in a MAC school, like this isn't a Georgia Tech wide receiver, right? Like Demaryius Thomas, who I sort of can wrap my head around in Denver. It's an ACC school. He's a big-time athletic talent. It's a MAC school. You know, a run-first kid from Ohio. You know, I just always thought that was odd. I didn't expect him to be cut less than 2 years in. I didn't expect that by any stretch of the imagination. But that was odd to me. And look, the drafting, you guys know the story. It's an issue. Drafting, developing. You know, the personnel side of things with this team is an issue. It has been for years. And one final point from Bill. What's going on with the defensive backs coaching? They frequently have their backs to the receiver, trying to react after the reception. On that, it's hard to kill the Patriots on that, because what happened the first, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks of the season? They came out, you know, they were mostly a man-to-man team. They tried to press, and they were getting beat over the top for big plays. Bill adjusted. They've gone to more of a zone defensive scheme. They're giving big cushions, as they have in past years. And they're getting picked apart, but, you know, they're forcing teams to work their way down the field instead of allowing teams to get it all in one big chunk. So either way, the results aren't promising, but I sort of agree with this process. More of the, maybe they should have stuck with it longer, and maybe the man-to-man ultimately would have paid off, but if neither's going to work, you at least want them to work their way down the field instead of getting it in big chunks. So to me, it's hard to kill the way they're coaching the defensive backs. You know, I don't think it's as much about coaching. I hit on this earlier on the show. I think it's about the guys who are out there, personnel. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Steven Germany writes in, "Adam, that fourth quarter was horrible. The Patriots offense has to show that the game is over, or that when the game is over, there isn't any chance to come back, but definitely it was the other way around. Not the Colts that gave up. It was the Patriots. On both sides, offense and defense. On the end, it was a game I could not rejoice in." he's right. You know, the offense had an opportunity to really step on the jugular of the Colts. When they, when Donald Brown got the touchdown, it's 31-10. You're kind of going, eh, well, whatever. That touchdown didn't matter. And I agree with that. The two to Garcon after that, you sit there and you look at it and you go, well, okay, that could be an issue. You know, it's the secondary. It's a quarterback, Dan Orlovsky, throwing all over you in the fourth quarter. You know, the offense could have responded to the Donald Brown touchdown. They didn't. 508-298-0398. It was totally a team thing in the fourth quarter, shutting it down. That's bothersome. We do it each and every week here on the Patriots postgame show. Following the Patriots game, in this case a 31-24 victory over the Indianapolis Colts, we take a look at the division and go around the AFC East.
It's time to go around the AFC East on the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones. Get the latest news and information on the Bills, Dolphins, and Jets. Adam Jones has the latest divisional scores and standings from around the AFC East.
Bit of a bounce back day in the AFC East. Got to tell you, the Jets come up with a improved to 7-5 with a 34-19 victory today over the Washington Redskins. And that, to me, interesting game. Interesting game because the Jets seemed out of that game for so long. For so long, they were out of that game. And they come back with a huge fourth quarter, 21 points. Mark Sanchez, again, with a late touchdown pass, this time 30 yards with just under 5 minutes to Santonio Holmes. You know, puts the Jets in front. They add some more touchdowns from Sean Green over the course of the game. They improved to 7-5. Remember when they were 5-5, everybody was saying the Jets are done? Not this guy. I never counted them out of the playoff race. They're still there. They're still knocking on the door just outside. But they're a team that deals incredibly well with turmoil. I don't know how to explain it, but we've seen it for long enough where it's hard to just say, yeah, that team's not going to bounce back from this. This is the ultimate gut punch for them. They always bounce back. I was not one of the media members writing them off. They're 7-5 in the playoff hunt, not really in the hunt for the division. Buffalo, conversely, lost their fifth straight. They dropped to 5-7, a 23-17 loss to the Tennessee Titans. And this was all about Chris Johnson. Ran all over the Bills today, 153 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Their game is against San Diego, or their next game is against San Diego. We'll see if that'll be a couple of teams on long losing streaks meeting up next week at 1 o'clock. And finally, the Dolphins. That pesky team down at the bottom of the division. 4-8, they've won four of their last five, and they should have beat Dallas on Thanksgiving. You know, they manhandled the Raiders today, 34-14. My boy, Carson Palmer. Everybody, the media is starting to get back on Carson Palmer like, oh, well, you know, they get him in Oakland, and now look, they have a competent quarterback. They go on this winning streak. Not the case. Carson Palmer, 20-41 today with a pick in that football game. And you know what that means, LePan. You know what the Raiders losing means.
I know what it means. I know you're happy.
It means that the Denver Broncos now are tied for first place in the AFC West. That is unbelievable. They've won five straight. They have the tiebreaker over the Oakland Raiders because they beat them head-to-head. So the Denver Broncos, all alone in first place in the AFC West, that is an unbelievable story. And it's thanks in part to the Miami Dolphins for taking care of the Raiders today. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio at patriots.com. It is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Let's take another email. This one is from an anonymous writer. Adam, what's up down here in Argentina? Patriots won, yes, but I agree with you. The defense looks bad, really bad. I can't imagine if we play against the Packers or the Saints. Now, look, the upside to that would be if you play against those teams, it's the Super Bowl. So you'll take your chances there. I can see that.
And they don't have defense either.
No, I'm so leery of even comparing the Patriots defense to the Packers defense, though. The Packers defense has playmakers. I've done this a ton on ESPN Boston Radio, ESPNBoston.com, noon to 2, each and every weekday. I've done this a ton where, you know, people want to call, well, the Patriots and the Packers, statistically, they're pretty well, no, they're not.
The Packers
force
turnovers.
Well, force turnovers, they have playmakers, whatever else you want to put on it. No, by the way, they won the Super Bowl last year. They have some goodwill built up. You know, because we've seen them do it. We know they can do it. We don't know that this current group of Patriots can do it. You know, you don't give them the benefit of the doubt. With the Packers, I will. And as Matt said, they have some talent on that side of the football. They have some playmakers on that side of the football. The Patriots don't. So there's no comparison between those two teams. But on the point of the defense, look, fortunately for them, how many elite quarterbacks are in the AFC that they might have to see in the postseason? Ben Roethlisberger's really the only one that comes to mind. Flacco ain't elite. Mark Sanchez, if you get him, or Carson Palmer, or Tim Tebow. You know, those guys aren't elite. These are the type of quarterbacks you could be going up against in the postseason. So, you know, Matt Schaub may have been one. Matt Schaub may have been a guy who could pick you apart. He's hurt. So now it's TJ Yates. You know, these are the guys you're going against. I understand that train of thought. But Joe Flacco beat you in the postseason in 2009. Mark Sanchez beat you last year, or they were at least the winning quarterbacks in those games. So the Patriots have fallen to some mediocre quarterbacks in the postseason. We'll leave it at that. Patriots do take care of the Colts today, though. 31-24 in Foxborough. They move to 9-3. You look around the AFC, they are on track to be the top seed. We've been telling you that for a couple of weeks. It gets pretty easy next week against the Washington Redskins and Rex Grossman, though the Jets had some trouble with them late. They were able to power through and take care of the Redskins 34-19. I'm curious to see if what we learn about the Patriots next week. Are they blowing out the Redskins for most of the game and then Grossman throws all over them in the fourth quarter? I hope not. But that fourth quarter today, 21 points to the Colts, certainly disheartening to say the least. We will talk to you following the Redskins game next week. It is a 1 o'clock game here on Patriots.com. My thanks to Kevin Collins. My thanks to Matt LePan. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
This has been the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week. Tuesday through Thursday, starting at noon, it's PFW in Progress, Patriots Playbook, and the Pete Shepherd Show. Next Sunday, the Patriots hit the road to take on the Washington Redskins. Kickoff is set for 4:15 p.m. from FedEx Field. Please stay tuned for the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones immediately following the game. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.